Daniel Papp sitting alongside Coach Reimer here today. Going to get some questions answered about who you really are, Coach. We know you've been an assistant coach for a good 17 years right now, if memory serves me correctly. So we know you've got a lot of experience. The press has already talked to you about your strategies, your recruiting plans, all that for the future. Now we want to kind of get to know you a little bit more as a person. So you ready for this?
I'm ready. I'm an open book.
Open book. All right. Sounds good. Question one. How did you get started in basketball as a kid?
It probably goes back to elementary. Our high school basketball coach where I grew up back in Iowa was also our elementary FIAD teacher. And so our elementary FIAD units tended to revolve around basketball. And we had Saturday morning leagues. And that's where I first started playing. And he had camps in the summer that really kind of fueled my desire in basketball and was kind of the impetus to get me going in it. And in high school, I had a different head coach, and he taught me the value of preparation. And again, basketball just became, you know, kind of my life. I really was something I wanted to do. And going through college, I knew I wanted to coach, and kind of led me down my career path where I started out as a high school teacher and high school coach, and then fortunately led me to St. Cloud State.
So at what point, when you said you were coaching, you kind of learned that you wanted to coach and actually coach on the college level, was there one moment that really became clear for you?
I don't know if it was one specific moment, but the college experience definitely put me in that frame of mind. In that, you know, in high school, I came from a small school. I got to play all the time, and we were incredibly successful. We had a really good program. I went to college and realized there's a lot of good players, and my inability to shoot the basketball real well was compounded by my stunningly lack of athletic ability. And after 2 years of muddling around on the JV, I could have sat at the end of the bench for the varsity my last 2 years in college, or I had the opportunity to sit next to him as a student assistant. I took the student assistant route because I knew I wanted to coach in college, and that was kind of probably the pivotal moment. I can't say there was a eureka one day or thing, but it was just a gradual process.
Was there anyone specifically that played a big role in you deciding coach, or was it just kind of a combination of all those people you listed?
I think there was a combination of people. I don't think it's any one person. I think it's, you know, a combination of, you know, the high school coach when I was in elementary, the high school coach I played for, the college coach I played and worked for, the high school coach I had the opportunity to work with, and then obviously Butch and Kevin over the 19 years I've been here, starting as a GA with Coach Raymond, and then this last 17 years with Coach Schlegel, just a combination of all those guys.
All right, and then why St. Cloud State in particular? You know, why here?
Well, it's not easy to get in to the college game, and so when I was in teaching in high school right out of college, I spent a lot of time working camps in the summer, and I worked camps all over the country, and I've been told at a young age in college that, you know, if you want to get into the college game, you've got to get to know people through working their summer camps. And so I would work summer camps anywhere from North Dakota to Massachusetts and anywhere in between, and I started working camps here at St. Cloud State. They're obviously very nice people. Guys I coached against at the high school level were very good friends with them. John Carlson, head coach at Litchfield, he knew I wanted to get into the college game. He recommended me to these guys. They asked me to join them, and the rest is history.
Oh, so definitely connections a big part of it.
Yeah, it's all about who you know.
Yeah. So outside of basketball, you've said that's kind of your life. Are there interests you have outside of basketball that you like?
Well, my family, first and foremost. When I say basketball is my life, it's my professional life. But without a doubt, my family is the most important thing to me. My wife and two daughters, everything I do is to try to help them along the way. And the family life, obviously, is where I try to spend the majority of my time away from here. But I do like to run. I like to work out. I like to golf in the summer when it's possible. But when I have a chance, it's with my family.
And is there anything in particular you guys do, any traditions that you guys have as a family?
Well, travel. My wife loves to travel, and we've gone to Mexico several times as a family, Disney World. In fact, they're on spring break this week, and they had scheduled the trip a long time ago to go to Miami, the three of them, and they knew I wouldn't be able to go. So traveling is a big thing that we do with our family.
All right. And then if you weren't a coach, if you never got those connections, you never broke into the college game, what would you be doing, do you think?
I always thought the other route I would have taken is to try to be a pilot. Flying an airplane, being in control of that always fascinated me. So, you know, in high school, I did tinker with the Air Force Academy a little bit, but just knew that basketball was at that point more important to me or more of a passion than flying planes.
Well, glad it worked out for you there.
Exactly, that too.
So now that you are head coach here, What is your number one goal?
Well, have our guys graduate. That was one of the questions that the search committee asked me. You know, in 5 years, what do you hope to have accomplished? And I said, number one, every guy has graduated that has played for us. We're in the business of educating people. Most of our guys are not going to have an opportunity to play when their career is done here. Some will have an opportunity to play overseas in Europe, but even that's the type of thing where it's more of an experience. It's not a lifelong profession that they can make enough money that they're still not going to have a job after they're done. And so we really preach the education part to our guys. And then hopefully the next thing is to win a national championship. I mean, that's why we do what we do, is to be successful at the highest level. And if we weren't aspiring to win a national championship, then we shouldn't be doing what we're doing.
And what exactly is it you plan to do specifically to make sure you impress upon the players how important it is to make sure you get good grades and graduate before even going for that national championship?
It starts in the recruiting process, Dan. We have to recruit student athletes that are serious about their grades. I was on a recruiting trip the last 2 days and met with a couple guys, and I told them I'm not interested in hiring mercenaries who aren't going to get a degree or go to class. We want guys who are committed to getting a degree, because ultimately those guys that come through our program and are successful here and then go on into the professional world and are successful, those are our best recruiters. We can point to those guys and say, hey, look at what he's done since he left here, and we had a part in making him the man he is today. And so it starts in the recruiting process, that first off, we're going to recruit student athletes that are capable of doing the work, but second, that they have the drive to do the work and they're serious about it. They're not just paying it lip service.
So when all is said and done and your coaching career is over, which is hopefully a long time down the road,
I hope so too, Dan.
What do you want people to look back on and remember about Matt Raymer?
Well, I hope they remember that it was a program run on integrity and honesty. You know, having been a part of Coach Schlegel's legacy here for the last 17 years, and to see the way people have respected him and the way they've treated him on his way out because of the way he's treated people, I hope that I can somehow attain that type of following at the end and that type of send-off. But, you know, I would hope that people would look back that it was run with integrity and honesty.
And that's Coach Schlegel. That's a guy we haven't really talked about here today. Is there anything coming into this next season that you're maybe a little nervous about? Because Coach Schlegel did so many things so well. Is there anything that's a little bit nerve-wracking?
All of it. You know, when you're replacing a guy like Kevin, I told him this a long time, you know, because we've talked about it a lot, that I wanted to replace him for many years. And I said, you know, I really hope I get this opportunity, but I'm also leery and not naive to think that I'm following a pretty big shoes to fill, and the dude has cast a big shadow, you know, and set the bar very high. And so I'm not naive enough to think that I've got big shoes to fill and have to work extremely hard to even maintain the level he set, let alone take it to the next step above it.
Okay. And if you had to sum up your journey to becoming the head coach of St. Cloud State men's basketball in one sentence, what would it be?
I've been very blessed. The people that we've been associated with here the last 19 years that I've gotten to know, whether they're basketball players that we've recruited, parents, boosters, alumni, I can't think of a better group of people that to have as people that I can call friends and consider friends. You know, when the press conference, the turnout at the press conference, I had people that I never would have dreamed made sacrifices to drive 1 hour, 2 hours to come watch me get up and muddle through what I had to say. So I feel very blessed about this journey, because I've been fortunate enough to be involved with and meet a ton of incredible people.
All right. And thank you, Coach, for your time. I look forward to talking to you more down the road.
All right. Thank you, Daniel.